This looks like a game show. It acts like a game show. It's set up like a game show, but it's not a game show.
Is your head bobbing? Our heads are bobbing. You should watch us. Check out Civic Media's YouTube channel or check out at Maggie Dawn Show on X, Insta, and the Book of Faces. Because you're probably not going to want to see my stumped face, my dull face, during this half hour of our brand new segment called Ask Maggie. You're going to find it here every Friday at 3 p.m. You get to ask me basically anything you want. I only have either 30 or 60 seconds to answer, as determined by my amazing friends in this endeavor helping me out today, my producer Jamie, Corey on the boards. Thanks, guys, so much for helping today.
Well, we are so excited to be starting this new segment. We've had some really good questions, too, I have to tell you. And for anybody who wants to get in on this at any point, ask Maggie at civicmedia.us, okay? So that's where you got to text. We curate this list, and it's a good list of stuff.
Is it weird that I'm nervous? I mean, is that weird?
No, that's normal.
I don't think so. I mean, like, have you drank enough? Are you hydrated?
Am I hydrated? Maybe I should actually, like, crack open an adult beverage. Maybe that would help more. Maybe next Friday we'll do it with an adult beverage.
And
sponsorships. Yes, sponsorships wanted. I am a good fan of the hard seltzers, everybody. That is my jam.
You're just scared that I'm on the buzzer.
This... Also true. Yes. Also true. Well, when you all... Oh, I also wanted to ask this. Corey, a little birdie told me that you do...
That'd be me.
A heck of a Louis Anderson impersonation. Let's see what we're going
to do. I have to preface
give
this.
Give us an impersonation.
I have to say I had no idea what a game show person that you were, Maggie, until you and I started working together. You have no idea how many old, I mean, like 70s, 80s episodes of game shows we watch at our house. So this is...
Match Game, Card Sharks.
Yeah.
Oh, love that
all
stuff.
Of it.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
of it.
I mean, I DVR Jeopardy every day.
Are you
every day?
Are you DVRing the 1970s version of Jeopardy?
If it was on my cable package, I would completely do that because Alex. First of all, I have gone down complete rabbit holes watching Alex Trebek outtakes.
Yeah.
From like way back in the day, the F bomb dropping, and it's so weird to watch Alex Trebek drop an F bomb in an outtake. It's just fabulous. But this would explain your love, Corey, of Louis Anderson. He was quite the game show host.
He was on Family Feud was the host there, and can't remember if he was after Richard Karn or before Richard Karn, but somewhere.
Does it really? I think it was before.
Doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter.
He was just the best.
Yeah.
I mean, you had Dawson.
Yeah.
And then you had Louis Anderson, in my opinion.
Well, let's be honest. In this day and age, Dawson would get in a lot of trouble.
Yes.
And the guy that ran, that hosted with the tiny mic before Drew Carey. What's that guy's name?
Bob Barker
would also be in a heap of trouble.
Yeah.
Well, here's my tease, Corey. You're going to hit me with some Louis Anderson, and I'm going to give you my one Steve Harvey line. Okay? I mean, like...
Okay.
That's fair, right? Like, I will embarrass myself and so will you.
I'm going to just sit and watch, okay? So that's what I'm going to do. Who's going first?
I'll go first.
Okay. Corey's going first,
I'll get it out of the way.
All right.
So, show me bacon!
Show me! Do it again. Yeah, do it again. I want to hear the bacon bit again.
Show me bacon!
Oh, yeah, that is good. Oh,
not up there.
Let me tell you, we are a ball of fire at your next cocktail party. That is us.
I can't wait. Listen, nerds of the world, unite. We are in communion together today here on the Maggie Dawn Show. Folks, you are hearing the amazing voices of my producing partner, Jamie, and the guy running the board today, Corey. All right. Well, every good turn deserves another. I'm your host, Steve Harvey. That's what I got for you. I love me some Steve Harvey.
Oh, he's fantastic.
So funny. Everybody loves Steve. I love the ladies loving Steve. I mean, it's just all goodness. But yeah, Louis Anderson, very good. Folks, we're talking about game shows because we got a little bit of a gamification of the Maggie Dawn Show going on this afternoon. It is 3 o'clock, so we're playing our first inaugural Go At Ask Maggie. If you've got questions for me, and literally anything goes, I am an open book. And I will dump my brain out best I can. And I only get 30 or 60 seconds to answer. You can help participate, make this segment amazing by emailing your questions and thoughts to askmaggie@civicmedia.us. Have I avoided this for long enough now, Jamie?
Are you ready?
Yeah, quit stalling.
Are you ready? All right, deep breath.
I'm ready.
All right. Corey, I think let's do a 60-second bet this time. Let's give her 60 because this is a little bit of a detailed question, okay?
Now, do I start this after the question?
Yes, start it after.
Okay.
All right?
For gosh sakes, heck yes, you start it after the question.
I'm so sweaty. I don't know what to do.
Some of these are a little long in detail, so you got to let us build up, all right? So Andrew from Maine texted in, right? And Andrew's one of our listeners on the stream and always texts the app, so thank you for that. He wants to know if the president owns a social media platform and that platform restricts posts, like blocks users, deletes posts, deletes accounts, so on and so on. Could that be considered a violation of the First Amendment since the president is clearly an agent of the government? He says, even if the president themselves is not taking the action, but they are a majority owner of that platform. All right, go.
First of all, great question, Andrew. You should be a lawyer. You should be a lawyer that works in government because, indeed, this was a question that I had to answer in my former life as Milwaukee County's Corporation Counsel. Now, there was just a Supreme Court case on this past year, but up until that case, basically, the question hinged on whether or not the elected official was posting and engaging on that social media platform in their, quote, official capacity. How the heck would you be able to tell? You may be asking. You would figure that out by basically looking at what they're communicating. Is it about their government functions, about their positions, about the policies that they're advocating for? If so, it's a public forum. And no, you could not block users or delete comments because the First Amendment prohibits government actors from inhibiting speech in that way, especially based on content. Holy cow!
10 seconds.
That was, oh my gosh, 10 seconds. Okay, the Supreme Court has now decided that if you are speaking, you have to have the authority to speak and exercise that authority. That was the case this past March.
That was impressive. Look at you.
Great question, Andrew.
I know it was good. I said, did you have something to dab the brow with? Because I knew this. Yeah, right? Like, it gets
sweating.
A little tense. Gets a little
very
tense.
Very
tense.
It's exciting, though. I like I don't know who picked the, like, jammy background music, but I like it.
I think it was Aaron Z.
It was Aaron Zommers. Mr. Zommers, thank you very much for that.
Mr. Zommers. Okay, so the bing towards the end is,
is
bring these
seconds.
Horses into the barn.
10
okay.
seconds. Yeah. All right, all right. You can tell this is a new segment. We're still working out the details.
You know, we did have a rehearsal, people. I know it doesn't sound like it, but we did.
We tried.
Can I also give John, so John from Milwaukee just gave us a snarky question on the text line, and I just want to do this one because, John, come on, man.
Okay, I'm only going to give it 30 seconds then.
Here we go. I love it. All right. Somebody read the question.
Okay, let me get over there.
Unless she's got it.
All right. I got it. Right. Here we go.
Jamie's got it.
All right. Why are you so angry all the time, Maggie Dawn?
Oh, John from Milwaukee. First of all, do I sound angry now, sir? Do we sound like we're angry? I don't think we do. But John, my three whys are I hate bullies. I demand that people tell the truth. And my third thing is I want it to work better, more efficiently for everybody. And when those three rules are getting broken, I get mad.
Wow. In under the buzzer.
Under the buzzer.
Wow. Is it going to flip sometime?
Right here.
There we go.
Oh, there
right.
we go.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of the feud, is that the feud?
Yes.
That's the feud buzzing. Yep.
I feel like a Louis Anderson needs to come back here at any moment. Like any moment, I feel like he needs to come back. All right.
He might.
We're just going to have to get a cut of Corey doing Louis.
Yes.
Right?
Like at some point. Clearly.
I'm never doing Steve Harvey again, by the way, because I don't want to tick Steve Harvey off. Like, Steve, if you're out there. And you liked the impersonation, like, come on the show. By all means, we'll have a good discussion about the feud and all of your many endeavors.
Yes.
He's an incredible radio host.
He is. He's a
very talented man.
Little success for Steve Harvey over the
years.
Just
a wee bit.
It's not just the feud people. He's done a few other things, too.
Yes. Was he one of the original kings of comedy?
Ah, Corey Hartman, this would be more of a question for you. I'll do a dive into that.
A little
during
trivia.
The
don't ask me that question because I don't know.
No, I won't.
Answer,
I promise. We don't have anything about Steve Harvey. Although, if you really want to hear Maggie do her impression again at some point, you could text us at askmaggie@civicmedia.us, and that could be part of the questions once again here on Ask Maggie.
I didn't know it was a request show.
If you phrase it in the form of a question, she said she'll answer anything. She'll answer
anything. Basically. Cam from Appleton pointing out on the text line that Steve Harvey's got a damn fine mustache.
This is true.
It's the mustache of all mustaches.
Mm-hmm. It really is.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we got time for at least one more.
Are you ready for another? All right.
I hope so. Let me dab my brow.
Okay. All right. Okay. This one's a little bit more detailed. So let's give her 60 on this one as well. Because Sarah from Wauwatosa wants to know, Maggie Dawn, why do nearly half of the eligible voters, I can get words out today, not vote?
Gosh, 60 seconds, Sarah, for Wauwatosa? I'm going to go back to people feel like they're getting screwed, that the system doesn't work for them, that the fix is in. It leads to disengagement. That is why money ain't speech. Corporations aren't people. We got to stop the corruption. We don't want billionaire overlords. We don't want more tax cuts for billionaires. We want government to work well, more efficiently, more effectively for most of us. And by most of us, I mean working people. Yeah, unless you got 50 mil or more in the bank, it needs to work better for us. So no more tax cuts for billionaires. Let's oppose from the ground up, grassroots here, Trump's Tax Cuts 2.0, which is basically just more giveaways to billionaires and the richest corporations in the world. I think that is predominantly why people don't vote. Shoo! I finished early!
You did!
The little early warning bell ding. Who knew?
See, she does know when to end for anybody who thinks she doesn't.
I'm always slamming into the brakes.
It's because you don't normally. I mean, we have time here.
Well,
but
that's because you have Wheel of Producers right now. So
yes, this
Wheel
is true.
Wheel of Producers.
And by the way, Steve on the text line today says that Steve Harvey was part of the Kings of Comedy, and I'm looking it up right now. It looks like Bernie Mac, Cedric the Entertainer.
Yeah,
some guy I don't know. I'd have to look up his name, and then Steve Harvey also in this photo.
And then like DL, right? He became one of the. The next gen, the 2.0 kids.
I think so.
I think
more coming up after the break.